This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, and the White House says they talked about diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire and get hostages out of Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to the region to follow up.
Blinken's latest trip to the region takes him to Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Israel. He'll be meeting with Arab officials in Riyadh, and the State Department says he'll talk about the efforts to achieve a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. says it's Hamas that is, quote, standing between the Palestinian people and a ceasefire. Hamas released two hostage videos in the past week, raising public pressure on Israel's government to reach a deal. Israel is also stepping up the pressure, preparing for a ground invasion of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. The U.S. has been trying to talk Israel out of that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Hundreds of students have been arrested or punished by their universities over the weekend while taking part in protests against Israel's war in Gaza. NPR's Brian Mann reports students say the protests will continue until U.S. support for Israel ends.
Here in the pro-Palestinian encampment on Columbia University's campus in New York City, the mood seems calm with students gathered among the tents singing.
Everybody say freedom to Palestine.
But one of the student protesters, who identifies himself only as Phil because he fears backlash from the school administration, says tensions on campus remain high.
The university has done a very poor job of coming to the table with good faith arguments. There has been friction.
Students around the U.S. continue to press their schools to divest from investments in Israel. They also want police and universities to drop charges and punishments against student activists, including those arrested here at Columbia last week. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
Cleanup is underway after a swarm of tornadoes and strong storms hit Oklahoma, Iowa, and Nebraska over the past few days. In Oklahoma, at least four people are dead, dozens injured, as a tornado in the city of Sulphur leveled buildings overnight. Anna Pope from member station KOSU took a look at the damage in the city.
Emergency management crews are working to assess the situation and also prepare for more rain that's coming in. Crews are cutting plywood to patch up windows of buildings that are still standing to make sure that there's no water damage. Trees are completely bent and snapped off.
Anna Pope reporting, the state's governor declared a state of emergency in 12 counties. Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan is up about 0.8%. You're listening to NPR News. Harvey Weinstein is due in court this week after the New York Appeals Court overturned his 2020 conviction on sex crimes against three women, saying he didn't get a fair trial. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he will retry the case if the alleged victims are willing to testify again in a new trial. He remains in custody because he was also convicted of rape in California in another case and was sentenced to 16 years in prison. Weinstein is hospitalized for what his lawyer describes as a battery of tests. Pope Francis left his home in Rome for the first time in 7 months. Villa Marx reports that health problems and injuries have forced him to cancel several of his engagements in recent months.
Aged 87, Francis relied on boats, golf buggies, a helicopter and a wheelchair to travel around Venice Sunday, where he celebrated Mass in one of the city's most spectacular churches, talked to female prisoners in a jail, and unusually spoke publicly about his own physical frailty. The Pope last left Italy for a trip to France in September, then cancelled a United Arab Emirates visit in December after contracting flu, and in March withdrew from a major religious procession. A knee injury of his meant local authorities in Venice built a temporary pontoon for his wheelchair across the city's Grand Canal. "Please pray for me because this work is not easy," he told the thousands of people who gathered in Venice's famous St. Mark's Square to mark his visit. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. All three major indices are up about 0.3%. Crude oil futures are trading lower, down about 1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.